That's right, this is Leeds Student Radio. I'm Kat and this is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Kat.
And we're here with Let Them Hear, our Christian show, where we share with you a little bit about what we believe. We're from the CU, which is the Christian Union, and we've got loads of exciting stuff coming up on the show today. We've got a guest, Pete. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
It's very good to have you on the show with us today. Our CU president, and we're going to be having a chat to him later. Playing a game with him. We've also got our normal If Jesus Was a Student in Leeds parable. And a big question. What's a big question today, Joe?
What is heaven and what is earth?
Interesting. Whoa. Well, we're going to get a song on for you now to start off the show. Joe, do you want to tell us about the song? Because we had Stephen Bradley on last week.
Yeah. And when he was on the show, he asked us to play a song by King's Kaleidoscope called I Know. And last night, a really great producer who we mentioned in the first week of our show called Holy Kiss, last night released a remix of that song. So we're going to play it for you. This is a remix of I Know by Holy Kiss.
Every day at dusk I chase the sunset, sunset, looking for a glimpse of heaven's skies. I've been given a taste for something that nothing in this world can satisfy. But I know that a time is coming when I will be in glorious delight. I know I will run through heaven's brilliant streets of gold,
I Know, remixed by Holy Kiss.
Really good tune.
Oh, absolute banger.
Love it.
That was great. You're listening to Let Them Hear with Joe and Catherine. And we've got Pete here with us. So, hello, Pete. Welcome
hello.
To the radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We want to get to know you a little bit this morning, so we're going to play a silly game where we're going to ask you stupid questions. Joe, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Well, lots of reasons, really. We're one of the two good reasons I can think of. We want to get to know Pete, obviously. And that's our theme for the day. We're going to be, in total, basically talking about the kingdom of God and what on earth is that. And we'll be coming to that later on. So we're going to play a silly game in the meantime.
Okay, so we're trying to basically ask Pete, if you could only have one of these things in heaven, what would it be?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One thing in heaven.
Yeah, I'm going to do my favourite one first.
Oh.
Snickers or Mars?
Oh. Do you know what, for me this is... I think this is an easy one, actually. No, I'd have to go with Snickers.
Yes!
Snickers in heaven.
I'm just moving my screen on the way because I can't see your face. Yes, Snickers is the right answer. Well done.
Okay. I didn't know if it was right or wrong, is it?
No, we know.
Is there right answers or yeah. is it just
there
my
is
opinions?
100%. No, your opinions can be wrong.
Okay, I've got one.
Yeah?
Nights out. Good nights out.
Yeah?
Or good nights in.
Oh... Do you know what? I'm actually going to go with Good Nights In.
Mm. Oh,
romantic man.
No.
It's not necessarily with the bae, Joe.
Not necessarily. Oh, no, you did not just say bae. Oh, that's horrendous. Okay. I want to think of good ones. Okay. Breakfast in bed.
Oh.
Or... a meal out in a restaurant.
I'm a big fan of meals out in restaurants. I'm going to go with that.
Such as
Fazenda. There are other Brazilian restaurants available in Leeds. But Fazenda is a good restaurant.
Fazenda is incredible. I went there, my goodness.
It has to be meals out. Meals out. Breakfast okay. in bed is good, but you can't beat a good meal out, can you?
Yeah,
someone else is paying, especially.
What if you're paying?
If I'm paying? I don't mind paying.
Yeah, good question.
I don't know. Like, special occasion, don't mind splashing a bit, but it has to be worth it.
Fair enough.
For real.
Jay, do you have another idea?
Yeah. Open-air cinemas. Because beautiful. Or... the finest selection of cheeses you've ever thought of.
What? That's not related.
Joe.
We didn't say they needed to be.
That's an easy answer, Joe. And the answer is the finest selection of cheeses.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so.
Come on. Like, open-air cinemas, I like the concept, but I think in actual practicalities, it's not...
In heaven.
It's never worked. In heaven?
Open-air cinemas in heaven.
No, you need cheeses in heaven.
I think the finest selection of cheeses.
Yeah, he's right. So what's your favourite kind of... Actually, no, I'm not going to ask what your favourite kind of cheese is. Cheddar or Wensleydale?
I'd go with cheddar.
Brie or camembert?
Brie.
Oh, I love a bit of brie, but I do also love a bit of camembert. Okay, let's get another song on. Do you know this song, Pete?
What is the next song, Kat?
It's called Call Me in the Afternoon by Half Moon Run.
Oh, I love a bit of Half Moon Run. Get it on.
I don't know this song. Okay, I'm going to look forward to listening to this.
Really good.
This is Call Me in the Afternoon by Half Moon Run.
You can have it if you don't mind, somewhere around the other state with me. You confuse me with your riddles and your sudden generosity. Call me in the afternoon, even by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one. By one.
Yeah, we enjoyed that here in the studio.
Yeah.
What was it?
That was Call Me in the Afternoon by Half Moon Run. And it will always get me dancing.
And it will always get me dancing. You're listening to Let Them Hear here on LSR. Tweet us at This Is LSR or find us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page for our show now. And it'd be great to get a little likes on there and we'll be keeping you up to date. And if you ever have any questions, then make sure you get in touch because we will be responding to your questions.
That's right.
Speaking of questions... We're going to ask Pete some questions now. I want to get to know him a bit more real rather than Snickers or Mars.
Yeah.
Although we did enjoy that and we think you did answer mostly correctly.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
So, Pete.
Yeah.
What was it like? What was your experience of coming to university? And
Oh, man. My experience of coming to uni. I think I was daunted, like many people, coming to uni. I didn't know what to expect. And I think... You've always got a picture in your mind of what it could be like, and it never turns out like that at all.
Yeah, sure.
I guess I'm lucky in a sense. I think retrospectively, because I come from a big city. I'm from London, so coming to Leeds feels a lot smaller. Mm. Definitely. So I think in terms of like, it is a place physically and geographically. It felt quite comfortable for me, and I was blessed with having some absolutely cracking flatmates in my first year, and we got along really, really well, which I know is not everyone's experience of their first year, but I love my flatmates, and I'm still in contact with many of them.
So who would you say were some important people in that time?
Important people, I'd pick out two people for me in my first year. One was a guy called Toby, and he was on the CU football team. He was a third year student when I just arrived at uni. And I think for me, it was important to like find some good like role models coming to uni. And Toby was a solid, like a normal guy, one of the lads, if you will, one for a better term, using the word lads. But he was one of the first people to kind of meet and greet me in Freshers Week and was just such a nice guy. And from that moment on, I've kind of, we've been like really good friends. And for me, it was being able to see someone who was able to have a great time at uni, was really into his sport, really into his music, but also took his faith really seriously. And he let that kind of flow into all parts of his life. So it was important for me to be able to see someone else, I guess, hold true to that, and for their like Christian faith to be really important to them at uni, and be able to see how someone older than me did that and live that out and act as a role model. So really Toby, cool. For me, was, and he still is, just Yeah, an absolute. I think he's an absolute legend.
And who's the other person?
The other person. I think it'd be a similar sort of thing again, like a guy called Paul Wilson, who's actually the CU president a few years back. He's in India now. I spent a lot of time in the summer with him. We were in Brazil traveling together. But he was another guy for me that I could really look up to. Solid, like stood firm in what he believed. But great guy.
That's awesome, man. Do you want to introduce your song for us?
The next song. I've chosen this song. This is a band I cannot stop listening to, Wolf Peck. This is Fugue State. Just enjoy. Enjoy.
I'm so glad Wolf Peck are in my life. Thank you, Pete, for that.
It's fine, man.
Such a good
so Pete introduce you to them.
Well, Pete and Chris, a good friend of ours, have together been exploring this band.
We've been exploring with others. Others have been exploring with others.
It's just been fantastic.
It's been exploratory.
I have no idea what that means, Pete.
No, that was quite mysterious.
But Chris just bought like all their vinyl in one go, and that's amazing. We're all very excited. So yeah, Pete.
Mm?
Hello again. Welcome to the studio. This is Let Them Hear, for those of you listening, a show where we talk about Christianity, we talk about what we believe, and Pete here is, he's a Christian, he's a good friend of mine, he's the president of the CU, the Christian Union on campus, and we're in the studio asking him a few questions to get to know him. And Pete, I know you quite well.
Yeah.
So I have the advantage of knowing that already that you are engaged.
I'm indeed.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm a lucky man.
You haven't left uni yet.
I haven't left uni, no.
Some people might say that's a little nuts.
A lot of people would say that's a little nuts, Joe, I think.
So
yeah, I probably think that's a little nuts.
Yeah.
Why on earth are you engaged, Pete?
Mate, it's a good question. it's easily explainable. I think for me, it was like the natural trajectory of my relationship with my lovely fiance Rach was heading in that direction. I think we've been going out for a long time. And when we'd both be graduating at the same time, both be going into full-time work, And I think it just makes complete sense to start doing life together on more like a day-to-day basis. Yeah, it just seems like a quite a natural next step for me, definitely.
That's really cool. So would you say that you have a different attitude towards marriage than most of the people around you?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I've got a lot of Christian mates that have quite a similar perspective to me. But I think my view of marriage, I think a lot of what I hear and a lot of what I see is marriage seen as this thing that you're deciding to settle down. You're almost, your life is just kind of like coming, grinding to a bit of a halt. And I really don't see it like that. I almost see it as if Rach was to turn to me tomorrow and say, look, like, next year when we graduate, actually I don't really want to go into full-time work. I think we should go off and like do something, like go and travel or go and move to a third world country or something. I'd like to think that I'd be up for it, and that it's almost like the idea of going on an adventure and having a great time, but doing it with someone else, not just on your own. So I don't see it as settling down at all. I just see it as intentionally choosing to do my life with someone else.
That's really cool, man.
That's really cool.
I'm really excited for you.
Cheers, man. I'm excited as well.
When are you getting married?
I'm getting married in August next year, mate.
Awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
It is. That's exciting.
On that note.
Yeah, Joe's picked a very cheesily appropriate song to play
is,
now.
This is quite an accident. I didn't actually mean to line these up. This is a song called Wedding Song by Anais Mitchell.
Oh.
From a folk opera album.
Is it first dance potential, Joe? That's the question.
Well, we'll see.
That was Wedding Song by Anais Mitchell. Thanks, Jay, for bringing that in.
No worries. Pete, what do you think? Has it got
first dance potential?
I don't know if I could two-step to that, mate. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know if I could even Charlie Brown to it. I don't know. I think
you can two-step in Charlie Brown, can you?
I know. I think my friends would disagree. I struggle. I struggle to feel the rhythm.
That's hilarious. We've got Pete here with us. He's the president of the CU, and you're listening to Let Them Hear, which is our Christian radio show here on LSR. So, Pete, we've talked to you a little bit about you, but I want to ask you about CU. What is it? Why do we have it? Why are you the president? Just tell us more.
As much as I can. I'd say, to summarise CU, I guess a group of Christians on campus from all different denominations, so we're not trying to represent one type of church. It's all people. We all unite around the things that we agree on, the things that we believe in. And we want to give every student on campus the opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear like what we believe the Christian faith is. And we come together to do that. It sucks having to do that on your own. And we support each other. We're a community. We love each other. We want to help people make friends. We want to be friends, good friends to one another. It's fantastic, and what a great place to do it at uni on campus.
That sounds, you made it sound like a utopia.
It is awesome,
it
though.
It is
like,
really great, to be honest.
The amount of friends that you make at CU and being able to have people around you that are supporting you.
Yeah, man.
That's really cool.
So what do you want people to get out of CU this year? What
this
are your
year?
Visions for it?
I think, I don't know, I might say, what would I want a fresher to get out of CU this year? Someone that's just arrived at uni. I think I'd want a fresher to feel part of a community. I want them to feel like they can belong to CU, that it's a place where they feel comfortable. I want it to be a place where they feel like they're learning, that they're growing, that they're being pushed out of their comfort zones, but also a place where they feel like more confident to share their faith. I know how hard it is coming to uni and believing something, and just being able to kind of stand firm in what you believe, and being able to just be really open with your mates at uni, like chatting to your course mates, your hall mates, and just being able to be like, this is who I am. And I guess being able to share it in a way that's clear, in a way that people can understand. And I feel like at CU we've got opportunities for people to learn more about how to do that, learn more about how to communicate what you believe.
So what kind
people.
Of thing, what kind of opportunities do you have? What kind of things do we have on at CU?
So I think our Monday night meetings are really key. It's almost time we get to spend as a family, as a community. And we get in some people that we think are excellent communicators, excellent speakers, to come and inspire us, to teach us from the Bible, to equip us. That's what we call our Monday night meeting, equip, because it does, we hope that it does that, that it helps people, it equips them to be able to share their faith with others. And we sing to God, we worship together, we unite around the gospel together. So that's our Monday night meeting, which is fantastic.
So that's tonight. It's at 8 p.m. in Michael's Island, the Rupert Beckett Lecture Theatre.
All are welcome.
All are welcome. So what would you say to someone who's not a Christian and who's like, oh, what is this, equip?
I'd say you're especially welcome. I'd say it's, although our equip meeting is, it's going to be teaching from the word, we are going to be singing together, it's a great opportunity to hear about the Christian faith. And we'd hope that at every single equip meeting there's an opportunity to get clarity on what the Christian message is for whoever's speaking, whatever kind of particular topic they're speaking on. There should be a clear message on what Christianity is, and it's just a great way of meeting people, great way of making friends. It's fantastic. All are welcome. We'd like to see diversity in our CU. I love that we've got loads of international students from all over the world at our CU meetings. I'm loving it.
Yeah, definitely. So it would be amazing to see you down in Michael Sadler, the Rupert Beckett Lecture Theatre tonight at 8 p.m. for Equip, if you're interested. But stay tuned. We've got loads more coming up. We're going to be talking about what is heaven and earth. We're going to be telling you a parable, kind of linked to what Pete was just saying about responding to the news that we have to share as Christians. But for now, we're going to play a song which Pete has chosen. So Pete, do you want to introduce the next tune?
Oh man, this is an absolute banger. This is Elementary Trill by John Gibbs. And I'm just turn it up, just enjoy the vibes. Picture John. Enjoy.
Elementary century trail. Will I ever have to eat a penitentiary meal? Will I die? I'm buried in the earth 6 feet, or will I listen to my daddy? Elementary trail. Will I ever have to eat a penitentiary meal? Will I die? I'm buried in the earth 6 feet, or will I listen to my daddy? Daddy never raised me up to call myself a nigga. Probably picked that up in elementary, I figure. Older kids, they ask me, is you Bloods or is you Crippin'? Man, I'm in the fourth grade. I go to school to pay attention, plus my family is faith, at least some Baptist church goers. 1524 Lemon Street, that be the corner that I caught my first fade with a peewee in the alley and lost my first fade. Dog, my chin was thinking badly. Older brother left, and I'm the youngest child of three. Third time is a charm, that mean the chosen child is me. Papa was a firm believer in the usage of a belt. Hard head, make a soft behind, I used to stay with Wells. Kind of school like, wish I'd tell a teacher how I got this. That was not an option, mama working in the office. Oftentimes I reminisce on elementary years. Go to school and act a fool, elementary drill, what's up? Elementary trail, will I ever have to eat a penitentiary meal? Will I die? I'm buried in the earth 6 feet, or will I listen to my daddy? Talk about the 6 P's, trick P's, proper pride, planning indeed. Previous poor performance, I'm about to succeed. Still, I'm elementary trail. Got my game as a youngin', elementary skills, elementary. Hell was lurking in my home at age 7. Knew I wanted to be in heaven with the Lord. Daddy was a preacher, man. He lost his mind due to war. And who'd have thought we see the consequences of a desert storm? Mama's schedule was on. We left the school and hit the Kmart. She had a second job. God blessed her with a brave heart. Struggle was just a part. Trouble was at 8 dark. See my first home invasion, chilling at the skate park. Street light, come on. It mean we had to hurry home. But I was just a curious, superior little soul stating, watch the trend unfold. Police screaming, hit the flow scene. 5 black brothers get up, hop the Jeep slow. Could I sleep? No. Laid up in my bed that night tripping, knowing I should get some sleep. Turn on TV with no permission now. But that was elementary years. Know the rules, but play a fool. Elementary trill, what's up? Elementary trill, will I ever have to eat a penitentiary meal? Will I die? I'm buried in the earth 6 feet, or will I listen to my daddy? Talk about the 6 P's, trick P's, proper pride, planning indeed. Previous poor performance, I'm about to succeed. Still, I'm elementary trill. Got my game as a youngin', elementary skills, elementary. I was just an innocent soul. I was just an innocent soul. In elementary, I was just an innocent soul. I was just an innocent soul.
Oh. Great tune, Pete. What a tune. I was just jamming away.
Joe, meet John Gibbs.
Thank you. I think I'm going to have to spend some quality time with Mr. John Gibbs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Soul Rebel.
That.
Soul Rebel album. Check it out.
Mm,
it's just definitely such a cool vibe. Like, oh.
The whole thing's like that. It's just nice.
We were probably grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Sat in here. So, Pete, we're going to now talk about what heaven and earth is. I'm going to ask Joe.
Yes.
Talk to me about that. What do you think, before I ask Joe, what do you think we should... How do you think we should address this question?
Oh, man. I think for me, it's just like heaven and earth are two different things, I think. But I'd say that earth it's not necessarily completely and utterly separate or void of aspects of heaven. Mm. So there are things on earth that are maybe, throwing the word, reflections or glimpses of heaven. I think I'll just leave it at that, really.
Boom.
Jay, what would you say?
Okay, so I like thinking of heaven as God's space and earth as our space. It clears it up in my mind a bit, just so that we clarify what we mean. Like, yeah, the Bible talks about heaven in a lot of ways. It uses a lot of crazy terms, so it's kind of difficult to get and to imagine it and to visualize it. but simply put, it's where God is. And it's where all the things that come from God. So God, all good things come from God. And it's where all those things are fully visible. They're fully realized. And hell, naturally, is the exact opposite of that. It's not full of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as everyone thinks it is, because God invented all of those things. He also invented friendship and laughter and satisfaction. And none of those things can exist without God. So heaven is where these things find their most full realization. And as Pete said, like, some of those things are clearly visible on earth in part. You see them come up all the time. So earth is a bit unusual in that sense, because you see aspects of both godness and not godness. Like
godness.
You can see hell on earth.
Yeah.
In the news.
You can see
and
what
around
it,
you.
You can see what life would be like without God.
And you can see heaven on earth.
You can see what life would be like with God.
Yeah. You can see glimpses, as Pete was saying. So earth is different. And God's plan for earth has always been to live here with us. We see that in the Garden of Eden. It's how it all began. And it's clearly his intention throughout the whole Bible. And that's kind of how I like to think of his kingdom. God's kingdom is... heaven meeting earth, heaven coming to earth. So we often think of, oh, we die, and when we die, us from earth, we like dive into heaven, we get there, and then it's all sorted. But that's not really the focus of the Bible. The focus of the Bible is that in the end, heaven's coming to fully fill the earth.
Amazing. You mentioned the word kingdom. Pete, do you want to, like, what do you think kingdom is?
Kingdom. I guess the first thing that would pop into your mind thinking about kingdom is maybe like a physical place. So somewhere with lines, somewhere with boundaries. You think of like an empire, like Genghis Khan, you know, where you conquer and it's like your kingdom.
Or the United Kingdom.
Yeah. When the United Kingdom, Kingdom Skank. And I think for me, kingdom, I see it in more like the fruits of the kingdom, like things that you see that are like, I guess, good things. So I think things like in the kingdom that you see like fruits of people's character coming out. So like things like love and patience and kindness and gentleness. I think that's aspects of things that you find in the kingdom in their like perfection that you see glimpses of in earth. Mm. I think the kingdom is somewhere where God dwells. It's his kingdom. Mm. So when we talk about like kingdom coming like to earth, you're seeing it you're seeing it in part. So I think the kingdom is God's. But for me, rather than seeing it as this necessary this physical place with boundaries, I see it in its fruit, in the good things.
Mm. The kingdom is where God is king, very simply. Like, it's to summarize, I think in the very beginning, when God created everything, there was a marriage between mankind and God, and that's been divorced. And like Pete and his fiance Rach, they're gonna get married, they're gonna be reconnected, they're gonna be connected in this huge, glorious way again. And that's what the kingdom, I think, is really mostly about, is that our space and God's space are going to be fully made into one thing. I'm really looking forward to it. And this song is kind of cool and cheesy and sort of about that. It's called Till Kingdom Come, and it's from the X and Y album from Coldplay. And this is where we're going to be saying goodbye to Pete.
Still, thank you so much for having me, guys.
It's been really good.
It's been amazing. Sweet. Thanks for coming on.
That's great.
I feel my time has come. Let me in, unlock the door. I never felt this way before, and the wheels just keep on turning. The drummer begins to drum. I don't know which way I'm going, I don't know which way I've come. Hold my head inside your hands. I need someone who understands. I need someone, someone who hears. For you I've waited all these years. For you I'd wait till kingdom come, until my day.
Till Kingdom Come by Coldplay. I really, really love that song. It's one of my favourites. Kat and I were just saying that we're having such an awesome time in the studio today. We're really enjoying it here. So thanks for listening. Earlier, Pete, our guest, mentioned that it's part of the Christian Union's vision, who myself and Kat are a part of. It's part of the vision of the CU to have everyone hear and respond to the gospel. And it's that little end of that phrase that we're interested in talking about at the moment, responding. What is it exactly that we mean by that? And if you've been listening to our previous shows, you'll have clocked that each week we like to talk about a parable. We like to... the feature is called What If Jesus Was a Student? So, Kat, can you tell us a little bit about what we're talking about this week?
Yeah, so if Jesus was a student in Leeds and he was to tell the same parable he told back in Bible times that I'm going to share with you today, I reckon he'd tell it something like this. So the parable he told back in Bible times used a story about a sower sowing seeds. But I kind of thought, well, we don't really do that anymore. Like, I can't remember the last time I planted anything. And we're in a city, so there's not masses of farming going on around us. So what does happen? I thought flyering happens quite a lot when people are trying to like give you flyers. So I'm going to tell the story that Jesus told in the context of flyering, and then I will justify myself. So please let me have a go. So you've got this guy giving out flyers. And there's lots of different kinds of people in Leeds walking past. So some people will take a flyer and completely ignore it, just throw it away, not listen, not consider it, not read it. It just ends up in the bin straight away. Other people will read the flyer and like appear to get really excited about it. They maybe talk about it, and you kind of looks like it's going to affect them and they're going to do something about it, but then they lose interest really quickly and they go back to exactly how they were before the flyer was given to them. Some people take the flyer and read it, and they want to kind of do something about it, but it just ends up on their desk back at their halls, kind of among hundreds of other sheets of paper. Other things just become more important and they end up missing out. But there are some people that take the flyer and they read it and they act on it and they enjoy all of the good things that come out of their responding to it positively and embracing it and considering it.
That's actually really, that works really well as describing what Jesus was actually talking about.
But what does it mean?
That's what all the seeds were about. They wore these kind of flyers. It's cool. What does it mean, Kat?
So Jesus told this story and he told it about planting plants, but then everybody said, what are you on about? Why are different people responding in different ways to what's that supposed to be telling us? And what Jesus is trying to get at is kind of what Pete was saying when he was here earlier about how everybody, or our aim is that everybody will hear the good news of the Christian message, but everybody will respond differently to it. So some people will hear, but they'll pay no attention to it. It won't affect them. They won't change. They'll just forget what they heard. And those people are like the people who didn't even really read the flyer. They just dismissed it before they'd even considered it. Other people will listen. They'll hear the Christian message and they'll like what they hear. And they'll maybe say that they believe it. And it will seem really exciting at first, but they lose interest really quickly. And it kind of just seemed like another little phase in their life. It didn't ever really take root in their hearts. And that's like the people who took the flyer and got excited about it, talked about it, but didn't really ever do anything about it. Some people will hear, but kind of feel like they don't really have time. Life takes over and just sort of the Christian message that they heard, even if they maybe thought that it was true, just doesn't become a priority. Other things just become more important to them. And they're like the people who took the flyer and read it, but it just ended up among all the other pieces of paper on their desk and just got choked out. The last set of people, though, the people who took the flyer and read it and act on it, they're like the people who hear and believe in Jesus, and God will change their lives from the inside out. And that's what we want here at CU. We want everybody to hear, but we don't want people to just throw it away or let it get choked by the other things in their life or be excited about it but never really let it change them. We want people to truly hear and truly believe. And that's our mission here on LSR, and let them hear, to let you hear, so that you can respond in that positive way.
Awesome. And if you are interested in hearing the gospel in full detail, finding out what that flyer we're talking about, or that seed really is, then we'd love to see you at CU, at the Christian Union meeting.
See you at CU.
At Equip, we call it, at 8 p.m. tonight at the Rupert Beckett Theatre in the
Michael Sadler building.
Thank you. Michael Sadler building.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
That'd be amazing. We're going to get a tune on for you now. And this is Animals by Bath.
Nicely to them and try and get them to come closer. The
Tune by Baths is called Aminals. It's a weird one. You can hear some animal sounds in it. I think it's a bit play.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
I really love it. I love that guy. Baths is such a good producer. But anyway, this is the end of our show. You've been listening to Let Them Hear on LSR. Thanks for tuning in. We've had a really great time.
We have. It's been a really great show.
Yeah. Thank you to Pete again for coming on. That was really fun.
And yeah, it was. And if you come to see you tonight, if you come to Equip at 8 p.m, you'll meet me and Joe and you'll meet Pete, and you'll get to hear more about this message, and you'll have a chance to respond to it.
That's right. And we'll be back here next week. If you want to contact us via Facebook or Twitter, then please do.
Yeah, definitely get in touch. We will be responding to questions. Find us on Facebook at Let Them Hear and tweet us at This Is LSR.
That's right. And just to say goodbye, we're going to put on No Diggity by Chet Faker. And here it is. Should've got down. Baby, God, I'm walking all over town. Strictly biz, don't play around. Cover much ground. Getting paid by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day to play away. I can't get her out of my mind, yo. I think about the girl all the time, yo. Ooh, east side to the west side. Pushing fat rides. Causing no surprise. She got chips in the stash, stacking up cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. Someone she's got to have it. Maybe you're a perfect 10. I like the way you work it. No diggity, I gotta bang it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, oh, oh. She's got class and style, street knowledge by the mile. A baby never act wild, she's very low-key. On the profile, some villains is unknown. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers, it curves. So freak what you heard.